I welcome each and everyone once again for the Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have Her Grace Narayani Lakshmi Mataji to enlighten us on Srimad Bhagavatam verse 5.14.22. I would like to hand over the call to Tiffany Mataji to give the brief introduction about our speaker Mataji. You can please take over the call, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Her Grace Narayani Lakshmi Mataji is a disciple of His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. Born to pious parents in a Vaishnava family, her spiritual life is anointed with the instructions of His Grace Kamal Lochan Prabhu in the form of her Shiksha Guru. He is the temple president of ISKCON Mira Road in Mumbai. Her inclinations in performing arts, in particular music and dance, after 2 years of formal training, were especially nourished by her mother for fine-tuning. Narayani Lakshmi Dasi's release of the 700 slokas of Bhagavad Gita, Mukund Mala, Bhagavad Pratanavala, Stavamala, and many Vaishnava songs in her melodious voice adds to the glories of divine contribution. Her deep faith in serving cows makes her the director of many companies, including Borsar Farm, Eco Maitra, and Golakshmi Farm, which presents her as a person possessing organizational, leadership, managerial skills, and a good planner. Mataji has acquired excellence in understanding the Bhagavad Gita as it is, Srimad Bhagavatam, and various special texts, and hence kindles the spiritual minds of big congregation as a spiritual counselor heading the Jagannath ISKCON Center at TAIN. She is an IDC and Bhakti Shastri teacher guiding the students in the path of spirituality. She is also a devotee care core member of Radha Giridhari Temple. Narayani Mataji has been honored by awards from top politicians for her work towards social causes, notably her presentation of COVID Warrior, the award, awarded to her by MLA Gopal Shetty, in recognition of her work in distributing prasadam to displaced people during the pandemic. These are only some of the beautiful services Mataji has done to further Srila Prabhupada's mission, and we are so very fortunate to have her with us today. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Tiffany Mataji. That was really a very wonderful introduction. So we'll wait for Mataji, Mataji.
Krishna Radharani Mataji, God wish. Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj is my humble obeisances to you and all the devotees.
This Lakshmi Mataji. Hare Krishna Narayani Lakshmi Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. Please accept my humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. Thank you so much, Mataji, for joining and giving your very valuable association and enlightening us on this Srimad Bhagavatam. I would like to hand over the call to you, Mataji. Please take over the call.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Dandavat Pranam to you. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Yashodhanandana Vrajana Ranjana Yashodhanandana Vrajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Radha Giridhari Radha Giridhari Radhe Radhe Jaya Radha Govinda Radha Govinda Radhe Radhe Jai Jagannath Jai Jagannath Jai Baladeva Jai Subhadra Jai Lakshmi Narasimha Lakshmi Narasimha Lakshmi Narasimha Jai Lakshmi Narasimha Jai Gauralita 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 Jai Jai Gauralita Jai Gauralhari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Jai 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 Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Prabhupada
Prabhupada ki Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudiraye Ashtaprayesha Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Om Ajnana Tiranjasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunnirutam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Padamayam Tadati Swapadantitam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagada Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Shri Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Dando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namostute Taptakanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhi Vrindavaneshwari Vrushabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha Patitanam Pavanam Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ, ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. So Hare Krishna to all of you. So I have been asked to speak in the 5th canto, 14th chapter, 22nd verse. This chapter very beautifully explains how this material world is. This material world is compared to the great forest of enjoyment. Maithunad Agara is the word. Maithunad Agara. Agara means prison. The prison where sex life has been given so much of predominance. People are into sense gratification, sensual pleasures. So in the previous verses also, Sukadeva Goswami speaks that how people are engrossed in this materialistic life and they're confused also. They're trying to enjoy, but their enjoyment is only giving just frustration. And they're unable to resolve this problem. So in the first verse itself in this chapter, it is said, until and unless a person gets association of a devotee, his materialistic life can never be stopped. Punha punash charvita charvanaram, Prahlad Maharaj speaks about this also. Punha punash charvita charvanaram. Again, he will be chewing the things what he has already chewed. So explaining that how a person is only into, he's seeking happiness because the nature of the soul is anandamayo vyasa. It's the nature of the soul. Now he doesn't know where to find this happiness. That is why he is trying to find the happiness in a wrong platform. Tries to change the relationships. Tries to seek others' properties. Tries to enjoy sexual pleasures. So he is trying to find happiness, but the real happiness is in bhakti. The real happiness is in the association of the devotees. So further explaining that how this person is so greedy, his conditioned soul is so greedy, he is conditioned with his greed, he is conditioned with the material desires. So in this conditioning, his desires, with an unlimited desires, he is trying to seek others' property. Then what is the consequences of seeking others' property? It also has been given. So let us see this verse. Karhisma chet kama madhulavan vichinvan yada paradara paratra paratrapyani avarundha noragya swami bherva nihataha patati apare niraye niraye. Karhisma chet kama madhulavan ವಿಚಿನ್ವನ್ ಯದಾ ಪರದಾರ ಪರದ್ರವಯಾನಿ ಅವರುಂಧಾನೋ ರಾಜ್ಯ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ದೇವ ನಿಹತಃ ಪತತಿ ಅಪರೇ ನಿರಯೆ. ತರಹಿ ಸ್ಮಚಿತ್ ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಕಾಮ ಮಧುಲವಾನ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ದ ಲಿಟಲ್ ಡ್ರಾಪ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಹನಿ ಲೈಕ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಗ್ರಾಟಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್? ವಿಚಿನ್ವನ್ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಸರ್ಚಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ yada paradara, when I will associate by myself paradara with another's wife or a woman other than his own wife. Paradravyani, he is searching for another's money and possessions. Avarundhanaha, and he considers other's property, somebody else's wife or somebody else's money, as his own property. At that time, what will happen? What is the consequences? Ragya Swami Bhivaha. Ragya means he will be punished by the government. Swami Bhiva, he will be punished by the relatives of the woman or husband of the woman. Nihata, he will be severely beaten. Patati apare, in this way, he will fall down. Patati apare means into unlimitedly, he will fall down into unlimitedly niraye, hellish conditions of life. The government's prison for criminal activities like rape, kidnapping, or theft, of others' property. So the conditioned soul is sometimes attracted to the little happiness derived from sense gratification. Thus he has illicit sex or steals another's property. At such time, he may be arrested by the government or chastised by the woman's husband or protected. Thus, simply for a little material satisfaction, he falls into a hellish condition and is put into jail for rape, kidnapping, theft, and so forth. Parpapa Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Jai. Material life is such that due to indulgence in illicit sex, gambling, intoxication, and meat eating, the conditioned soul is always in a dangerous condition. Meat eating and intoxication excite the senses more and more. And the conditioned soul falls victim to women. In order to keep women, money is required. And to acquire money, one begs, borrows, or steals. Indeed, he commits abominable acts that cause him to suffer both in this life and in the next. Consequently, illicit sex must be stopped by those who are spiritually inclined or who are on the path of spiritual realization. Many devotees fall down due to illicit sex. They may steal money and even fall down from the highly honored renounced order. Then for a livelihood, they accept menial services and become beggars. It is therefore said in the Shastras, Yan Maithunadi, Grahamedi Sukham Kitucham, 7.9.45 speaks about it, 7th canto, 9th chapter, 45th verse. Materialism is based on sex, whether illicit or illicit. Sex is full of dangers, even for those who are addicted to household life. Whether one has a license for sex or not, there is great trouble. Bahu dukkha bhak. After one indulges in sex, many volumes of miseries ensue. One suffers more and more in material life. A miserly person cannot properly utilize the wealth he has. And similarly, a materialistic person misuses the human form. Instead of using it for spiritual emancipation, he uses the body for sense gratification. Therefore, he is called a miser. Okay. So this verse speaks about how the greed and the lust is now expanding in acquiring others' property and enjoying with other women, somebody else's wife. And the Parapat Srila Prabhupada says, even a so-called married life is not for sensual pleasure. It is a responsibility. Two words, grahamedi and grahastha. So a grahastha is responsible. It is an ashram, grahastha ashrama. When you say ashrama, ashram means taking ashraya of Krishna. So there is a brahmachari ashram, there is a grahastha ashram, there is a vanaprastha ashram, there is a sannyasa ashram. So this is an order of life. And in this order of life, one is responsible and engages everyone in the service of Lord. And if he is not doing that, then so-called married life is only a grahamedi. He is only a grahamedi. He is called as grahamedi. Grahamedi means he is misusing the license which has been given. The license is given, but that license should not be misutilized. It should be used in Krishna's service. Prahlad Maharaj in 7th canto, 9th chapter, 45th verse, he says, Yan Maithunadi Grahamedi Sukham Hitucham is Tucha. Tucha means so-called sensual pleasure or sexual pleasure or enjoying the sex life is actually a Tucha. Tucha means it's such an insignificant and degraded thing. Further, in this verse it has been spoken that a Grahastha is responsible. These Grahamedis are interested only in a so-called happiness, which is just a flickering happiness. He says, this type of sex enjoyment is nothing but, it's only itching, like two hands are rubbing. When the two hands rub, there is an itch. And this person is so finding the happiness in that itching. So this is only a cause of distress. Yehi sansparshaja bhoga dukkha yonayavate adyantavanta kaunteya apeshura mate buddha. Intelligent person doesn't take part in so-called sexual pleasure. Because he knows there is an adi and there is an anta. There is a beginning and there is an end. Yehi sansparshaja bhoga dukkha yonayavate. There is only dukkha in this. There is no pleasure in this. Oh, grahastha life is a responsible life where people meet each other. Okay, two persons come and meet each other for a better engagement so that they serve Krishna very nicely. But if they don't understand this, what happens? They think this pleasure is going to give me happiness. It is happiness in the beginning. 18th chapter Bhagavad Gita, 38th verse also speaks about that. And the verse says it is like vishaya indriyaha, such type of object of senses. How is that? It is agrahe amruta uppamam. It is like agrahe amruta uppamam. It is like a nectar in the beginning, but pariname vishamiva. It is actually a poison. In the end, it is a poison. And a person in the mode of passion, person in the mode of ignorance, is interested in such type of sexual pleasure. But a Buddha, intelligent person, he understands that this is going to cause only a misery. That is why he does not misuse this human form. Human form, as we all know, is a most rarely attainable form. There are two words which Srila Prabhupada often uses. Kripanaha and Brahmanaha. Even in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, 7th verse, Karpanya dosho pahata svabhava ichhamitvam dharma sammoracheta yashreyasya arvishtam bruhitanyi shishyasteham shadi mahabhuvam prapannam. Arjuna says, I have been afflicted by a disease known as Kripanataha, miserliness. So explaining this word Kripanaha, Srila Prabhupada, in the purpose says, what is Kripanaha? Yova deta daksharam gardi avititvasma lokat praiti sa Kripanaha. Yova deta daksharam gardi na vititvasma. He does not understand the importance of this human life. He is just wasting his time like cat and a dog. Srila Prabhupada often uses this phrase, cat and a dog. Why this word cat and dog? Why not snake and mongoose or something like that? This cat, whenever it wants to drink the milk, you see it, you close the eyes. Oh, I am alone. Nobody is seeing me. So this eye tendency is known as catish tendency. And then dog, wherever the dog goes, it demarks its area. So that is known as dogish mentality, mind. Aham mama iti adhyanam. Ignorance means aham means I, mama means mind. Aham mama iti adhyanam. So a person, though got a human body, is a miser because he has got the wealth to utilize this human body, but he is misusing it. So miser means he is not utilizing his wealth. So he has got the wealth, a wonderful wealth, the human intelligence. So, but what is he doing? Ahar nidra bhaya maithunam cha. He is just interested in this ahar nidra bhaya maithunam. So he is not utilizing the human life. Dharmoi eko adhiko visesho dharmaina ashudir darana. Dharmoi eko adhiko visesho. He has that intelligence to inquire into the absolute truth, tathato brahma jikyasa. But he is not interested in that. He is interested in so-called sensual pleasures. And he is trying to seek happiness. And the whole life is just wasted in this anxiety. Anxiety in search of happiness. He's going on changing the situations. On the other hand, who is a Brahmana? Yova yeta daksharam gargi viditva asma lokat kesisa Brahmana. He understands the value of this human life. Srila Prabhupada, when he went to West, he took this philosophy, this highest philosophy of serving Krishna, and real happiness lies in serving Krishna. So when he introduced no meat eating, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication. Somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, you're introducing all these things. But in the Western world, all these things are very common. Srila Prabhupada says, I'm introducing diamond. I'm not interested in fish market. So a diamond, who purchases the diamond? The one who understands the value of the diamond. So these four principles, they are the basis of all the Vedic literatures. Aravandaru, who is Yamunacharya, who is the spiritual preceptor of Shripad Ramanujacharya, in the Stotra Ratnavali, he gives a very beautiful verse. Yamunacharya actually was a king. King means, you know, he has all the sensual pleasures. But he considers all these sensual pleasures a very tuccha, like how Prahlad Maharaj also says, it's insignificant, tuccha, it's insignificant. Yamunacharya in the Stotra Ratnavali says, Yad avadhi mama chetah krishna padaravinde navanavara sadhamnyuddhatum rantumase tad avadhi bata nari sangame smaryamane bhavati mukhavikarah sushtunishtivanamcha. Very clearly he says that now my mind is just absorbed in the transcendental loving service of Krishna. Yad avadhi mama chetah krishna padaravindehe mama chetah. My mind is completely absorbed in the lotus feet of Krishna. And I'm just relishing the pastimes of Krishna. Navanava rasa dhamni utyatum rantum asir. I am just relishing the pastimes of Krishna. And whenever I hear the pastimes of Krishna, it's always newer and newer. And I attain newer pleasures every time. Navanava rasa dhamni utyatum rantum asir. Whenever the thought of tat avadhi mama, tat avati bata nari sangame smaryamani, whenever I think of sex pleasure, what I do? Bhavati mukha vikarah sushtu nishtivanam cha. I spit at this thought. And my lips curl with distaste. I spit at the thought. Tad avadi mata nari sangami smaryamani. So a Buddha or intelligent person or a Brahmana, a pure Vaishnava, he will never even think about all these sex pleasures. But Krishna says, sex pleasure is a degrading thing. But in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, if a person understands the utilization of the sex is for the higher things, begetting the children and giving them Krishna consciousness, then Krishna identifies himself with that sex. Krishna says, I am the sex in a householder, in a grahastha. A grahastha, he understands the importance of the license which has been given. A grahamedi doesn't understand this. So what he does, he's only wasting his time trying to enjoy from different places. And all these material desires, he's thinking that he is going to satisfy all these material desires by going on changing the relationships. And at last he thinks that, okay, I don't have much money. Let me steal the money. Let me think others' property to be my property. Sometimes even a so-called renounced order people also do this. The so-called sannyasis, they have the attire of a sannyasi, but they are interested in a woman. They are interested in others' property. And we find the fate of such so-called sannyasis. They are ultimately in the jail because the government punishes them. It is said a renounced order is to give knowledge to others, to enlighten the people. But on the name of renunciation, that is why Srila Prabhupada writes here, there are so-called devotees, the so-called devotees. They try to show themselves as renounced. But real renunciation is not considering others' property to be his, not considering others' wife to be his. In fact, he has to give knowledge to others. It is known as Yukta Vairagi. What is the meaning of Yukta Vairagi? He utilizes everything in the service of Krishna. And what is Phalgu Vairagi? He shows as if he is a Vairagi. He has taken Vairagya, but he is not Vairagya. In fact, what is he doing? He is utilizing others' property and considering others' property to be his. That is why he is punished by the government. That is why here it is given, government punishes. So somebody is considering others' wife to be his wife, then the husband punishes. But when it goes on tremendously, we have seen many of the sannyasis in the jail. Because they are not satisfied with one wife. They go on plundering others' property. And in this way, we find so many people in the jail, so many so-called sannyasis in the jail. So what is real Vairagya? Today is a beautiful day. This is auspicious day. Srila Gaur Kishodas Baba, he attained Samadhi. What is Vairagya? One should learn from Gaur Kishodas Babaji. Namo Gaur Kishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtiye Vipulambara Sambode Padam Bujayate Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Gaur Kishodas Baba, Babaji Maharaj, the spiritual master of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, who is renunciation personified. Who is renunciation personified. He is always merged in a feeling of separation, intense love of Krishna. So what is real renunciation? Always be absorbed in Krishna prema. And Srila Gaur Kishodas Baba has set an example for this. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur wanted his son, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, to take initiation from Gaur Kishodas Babaji. When Babaji saw Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, I'll not accept anybody as mine. I don't want any disciples. He was not interested in making disciples. He said, you are such a qualified person, and also you are belonging to an aristocratic family. And you are an intelligent person also. Why you want initiation from me? In this way, he was not accepting the proposal given by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Always Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to come to him. 16 times he rejected. But then Bhakti Vinod Thakur told that go to Bhakti Gaur Kishodas Baba and take initiation. If you are not getting initiation, better give up your life. Now Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was completely in tears. He cried before Gaur Kishodas Baba. He said, please give me initiation or I am going to jump in Ganga. I am going to give up my life. Seeing the sincerity of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Gaur Kishodas Babaji gave him the initiation. He is the only disciple of Gaur Kishodas Baba. After that, he did not give initiation to anybody. It so happened, many people used to come to meet Srila Gaur Kishodas Babaji. They used to ask many materialistic things. They used to, then Babaji thought, why should I be here? Better let me go to a place where people are defecating. At least when I go there, nobody is going to follow me there. So to avoid materialistic people, he used to go to the place where people used to defecate and do Krishna Nam. Once Girdas, one person was there, Girdas and his wife, they were both sincere. And they wanted Gaur Kishodas Baba to come to their house. Seeing their sincerity, Babaji said, okay, I'll come, provided you give me the place in your toilet. I'm going to do japa there. Because he knows in other places, if he is there, people will come to visit him. And generally people, when they go to sadhus, they ask for many things like money, when am I going to get money, when am I going to get married, and all these things people generally ask. So to avoid all these things, Babaji said, provide me a room in your toilet. Provide me a place in your toilet. This person was really horrified hearing this. He said, he was begging Babaji, no, Babaji, you should not be in that place. But still Babaji said, if you want me to come to your house, then I will be in that place. And what to do? This person cleaned the whole toilet, everything. And Babaji sat there and he was doing japa. It doesn't matter for a self-realized soul. Wherever he is, he will be only chanting Krishna name. Srila Prabhupada, when we went to Braggers, he was not having a very sophisticated temple over there. Nothing. But wherever self-realized souls go, that place itself becomes a temple. Yudhishthira Maharaj says to Vidura, Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani, you yourself are a Tirtha. So the pure devotees, they carry Krishna with them. So it doesn't matter for them where they are. They are not interested in this all sensual pleasures. In fact, what is the work of a sadhu? Sadhu means one who cuts others' material life. That is the work of a sadhu. So a person calls himself a sadhu, then he should cut others' material life. But if he is engrossed in all this materialistic sensual pleasure, then he is not a sadhu. He is only a bogus sadhu. He is only showing that he is a sadhu. So the conditioning is because of all these material pleasures. So Gaur Kishore Das Baba, once it so happened, he used to only wear a loincloth, small loincloth. Sometimes he used to be naked also. He's not interested in all these things. Once it so happened, he was having a cloth which was hiding his feet also. Somebody asked, why are you hiding your lotus feet? He said, because people are coming to take some raja from my feet. They are asking, please give me your raja, please give me your raja. I very clearly say, please go to a Vaishnava. I am not a Vaishnava. Go to a Vaishnava, take their raja. At least your life will be successful. That is why I am hiding my feet. So Gaur Kishore Das Baba was not at all interested in all these things. So that is the perfect mood of renunciation. And here in this verse, very clearly it has been said, one who is involved in the sexual pleasures, he will be beaten. He will be beaten by his family members or by the government. We have this Deepdan Mahotsav which is going on. In the evenings, we have classes in different houses. And today's topic, coincidentally, is Bhaumasur, how Krishna, Lord Krishna, kills his own son, Bhaumasur. So I was just going through those chapters. I was relating this. Yes. Lord Krishna himself kills his son. Because what did his son do? Bhaumasur. Bhumi's son. Bhumi's expansion of Satyabhama. What did his son do? He went and stole Aditi's earrings. He went and stole the umbrella of Varuna. That means he has an eye on others' property. He went and stole the playground of the demigods. The stealing tendency. So this stealing tendency was increasing. Then all the demigods, they went to Lord Krishna. And they said that we are not able to do anything just because he's your son. He's Bhumi's son. And Krishna also told to, he also knows that his son is very useless. But he has given a condition that till Bhumi says, kill him, I will not kill him. So once Satyabhama goes along with Krishna, because Krishna wanted to show her heavenly planets. And in that tour, Krishna also goes to the palace of Bhaumasura, Narkasura, Bhaumasura. When he goes to the palace of Bhaumasura, there Mura Demon, he is guarding the fort. Krishna kills Muradami. That is why he is Murari. Krishna kills Muradami. There's a fight which happens. And then it so happened. Bhaumasur, he tells to the sons of Mura that go and fight with Krishna. He is instigating them. Then they also go and fight with Krishna. And Krishna kills them. Then Bhaumasur himself comes and is throwing trident and all these things he's doing. Satyabhama then tells to Krishna, kill him. And Krishna is waiting for Satyabhama to tell this. And Satyabhama's expansion is Bhumi, Bhumadevi. So Bhumadevi, when Bhumadevi is saying that kill my son, at that time Krishna kills Bhumasura. So Krishna, who is the controller of everything, Krishna also cannot see that somebody plundering others' property. Even in Ishopanishad, it is very clearly said, everything belongs to Krishna. Isha vasa nidam sarvam. Yatkincha jagatyam jagat. Tena tektena bhunjita ma grudhat kasya sridhanam. Everything belongs to Krishna. That is why a responsible grahastha, what he does, he utilizes everything in Krishna's service. A responsible brahmachari, what he does, he utilizes his knowledge in Krishna's service. Grahastha also does the same thing. A sannyasi is supposed to do the same thing. He has to utilize whatever samarthya he has in Krishna's service. Tena tektena bhunjita ma grudhakasya siddhanam. Krishna says, for everybody, Krishna has given a quota. For the sustenance, Krishna has given for everybody their particular quota. But one should not accept others' property. Ma grudha kasya suddhanam. He should not endeavor to get somebody else's property. If this is done, then Krishna cannot tolerate. Even the quota which has been given for oneself, that has to be utilized in Krishna's service. And that is known as perfect renunciation. Upayunjataha. Upayunjataha means utilizing in Krishna's service. That is known as upayunjataha. And that person is real vairagi. When he is utilizing these things in Krishna's service. And if he does not do that, then what he does, he is only in the sensual pleasure. When he is in the sensual pleasure, he not only tries to enjoy the things what he has got, but he has an eye on others' property. Sometimes his sensual pleasures is so much that he tries to plunder others' property. Not only misutilizing the quota what he has got, but trying to plunder others' property. Prapanchikataya buddhya hari sambandhi vastunaha mumukshubi parityago vairagyam palgu kattate. They are all palgu vairagis. They just say that everything is prapancha, everything is prapancha. But they are not utilizing the things in Krishna's service. Anasaktasya vishayan hari yatharham upayunjataha nirbandha krishna sambandhe yukta vairagya kattate. Anasaktasya vishayan. A yukta vairagi, he doesn't have any attachment to the things what he has given. That is why he can utilize in others in Krishna's service. Anasaktasya vishayan yatharham upayunjataha. You can utilize the things what he has got just because he loves Krishna. When he loves Krishna, he keeps Krishna in the center, then he can utilize whatever he has got in Krishna's service. On the other hand, so-called mumukshubhi parityago, so-called phalgu vairagis, what they think? Everything is prapancha. They propagate also. This is prapancha, that is prapancha. In this way, they are increasing their conditioning. They are getting entangled more and more. And when they are getting entangled more and more, though they call everything prapancha, their eye is on others' property. Plundering others' property. Rape. All these things. Everything is just maithunad agara. Again, imprisoning oneself. As Prahlad Maharaj, that's why he says, these things will only cause a person to chew the things what he has already done and again get entangled. So a Krishna conscious devotee means one who is responsible. Responsible to the facilities what he has got. The most important facility what a person has got is this human body itself. The facilities, whatever has been given, one has to utilize in Krishna service, and that is known as Krishna consciousness. Conscious of what he has got. The first thing is the body. The real wealth is this body. This human intelligence. So utilizing this human intelligence in Krishna's service, and if it is not done, then he is just wasting his time. As the Prahlad Maharaj says, Grahamedi, this Grahamedi is who tries to find this sukha is only tuchham. Such type of sukha is only tuchham. Till that person doesn't get the association of a devotee, he will be only struggling in this world, struggling for enjoyment. But a devotee is Krishna conscious, he should be responsible. It is said a Vaishnava is the topmost in the category of a Brahmana. Brahmaniti janati Brahmana. So in this category, the Vaishnava who has realized the truth, this category has come like Vipra, Dvija, Vipra, and Brahma, and Vaishnava. So Dvija means he is twice born. So the Upanayanam Sanskara has happened, but it is only a show off, then it's a waste of time. In this chapter only it has come. The so-called ritualistic ceremonies, but if not engaging oneself in Krishna consciousness, the so-called ritualistic ceremonies will only give trouble. So-called sanskaras will only give trouble. But if the human sanskaras, the sanskaras are utilized in Krishna's service, what is the purpose of Upanayanam ceremony? Dvija, now he is twice born. First birth is from the womb of the mother. The second birth is when he gets a spiritual master. When he gets a spiritual master, he is now qualified to study the scriptures. He is known as Vipra. When he is qualified to study the scriptures, he should realize the scriptures. That realization happens. When this realization happens, then he is called as Vaishnava. That is why Vaishnava is the topmost category in a Brahmana. A person can be Brahmin by birth. But if he is not a Brahmin by birth, it doesn't matter. If he is Krishna conscious, then he is the topmost in all the Brahmins. What is the use of being born in a Brahmin family but not having Krishna consciousness? Then he is just wasting his time and energy and the opportunity what he has got. That is why Kripanaha word has been used in this verse. Kripanaha. Tripyanti in the seventh chapter, seventh canto, 45th verse, Prahlad Maharaj says that person is only a Kripana. Kripana word has been used. So Kripana, Tripyanti Neha Kripana Bahudukha Bhajan. He's only Kripana. And that has been connected to this verse, today's verse. 5th canto, 14th chapter, 22nd verse. So the Prabhupada quotes from Prahlad Maharaj's speech or Prahlad Maharaj's instructions. So Kripana is one who is not utilizing his time, his energy, and the opportunity what he has got. The main thing is the opportunity what he has got. He is not utilizing, searching the happiness, having the wealth, not utilizing the wealth. So that is why it has been very clearly stated, such people will be only searching the happiness, but they will not find the happiness. It is a forest of enjoyment. This chapter itself speaks about the forest of enjoyment. And the solution is, take shelter of the spiritual master. Yasya prasadat bhavat prasad. Yasya prasadat bhavati kotopi. So if a person gets the mercy of the spiritual master, then he is blessed. So many people wandering in this world. Brahmande Brahmite Kola Bhaktivana Chiva Guru Krishna Prasada Pai Bhakti Lata Bija. To get this Bhakti Lata Bija and the association of the spiritual master, it is a bhagya, it is a fortune. And if one understands this fortune and values this fortune, he gets progress in this devotional service. It's not so easy to get association of the devotees. It's the most durlabha, it's the most difficult thing. And if this difficult thing or this difficult wealth has been easily provided by Srila Prabhupada, what is ISKCON? Somebody asked. ISKCON is not just a temple of ding dong bell. ISKCON is a place where a person gets an opportunity to have association of the devotees. And with this association of the devotees, one can easily cross this material world. One can easily cross this conditioning. One can cut out, one can cut off this bondage of this materialistic life. It is known as pasha. It's not so easy to come out of this pasha. This bandhu pasha, this parivar pasha, samaj pasha. Pasha means the bondage. Pasha also means the rope which cannot be very easily untied. So it can be easily untied only by a pure devotee, by the association of the devotees. This pasha, this family bondage, which is only entangling us more and more, that can be completely cut off. One has to cut off. Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says, Lord Krishna says, cut off this ignorance by the sword of knowledge. And this sword of knowledge can be got only by taking the shelter of the spiritual master. So if we see in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, everywhere, this bhoga, the desire for enjoyment has been emphasized. It is only going, it's the cause of the bondage, but the less intelligent people, yehi sansparshaja bhoga dukkha yo nayaivate. There's only dukkha. There's nothing more in this. There's only dukkha. Ibn Ajamil was entangled in this sensual pleasure. But only Harinam made him come out of this bondage. It's not so easy. There are many, many instances in Bhagavatam also, where a person, just because of small attachment, loses the opportunity. There were exalted kings, Raja Rishis, who went to tapasya. Like we have the story of Jada Bharat. Now Bharat Raja, he could have got liberated or got the spiritual world in the first life itself. But a small attachment to the deer made him lose the opportunity in that lifetime. But one thing is there, one good thing is there for a devotee. Even if he falls down from the position, but because he has done some devotion, meha vikramanashusti praktavayo na vidyate svalpam apyasa dharma se prayate mahato vyadi. Even if he has done a small devotion, that will somehow prevent him from the further fall down. So that is why we see how Bharat Maharaj, he got the body of a deer, but the deer's body in a hermitage, where he got the opportunity to hear Krishna Katha. Then again he got the third life, that is Jadabhattava's body. So there are many instances where it has been very clearly said that even if a devotee falls down, apiches duracharo bhajate maam ananya bhag. So what is the most important thing is bhajate maam ananya bhag. Just worship Krishna. Even if there is a small fall down, but Krishna will protect the devotee. But on the name of devotion, if a person tries to do more and more sinful activities, naam no malat yasya papa buddhihi, if he has this papa buddhihi, the seventh naam aparad, naam no malat yasya hi papa buddhihi, if he has this papa buddhihi, on the strength of the holy name, if he goes on trying to do all such wrong things, then Krishna punishes him. We see how Krishna punished his own son. So this verse speaks that if a person has an eye on others' property, and if he is interested in all these sexual pleasures, then he will not only be punished by his family members, but he will be punished by the government. కరిస్మచేత్ కామ మధులవాన్ విచిన్వన్ యదా పరదార పరద్రవ్యాని అవరుంధానో రాజ్యా స్వామి తీర్వా నిహతః పతతి అపారే నిరయు. హీ విల్ బి పనిష్డ్. అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ ద లా ఆఫ్ నేచర్. సమ్ పీపుల్ థింక్ హూ హ్యాస్ సీన్ ఎనీథింగ్ ఆఫ్టర్ డెత్. జీ రే హే తబ్ తక్ మజా కరో. Till you are alive, just enjoy your life. Enjoyment is everything. For them, beg, borrow, steal, but enjoy. Money is honey. Beg, borrow, steal. This is a philosophy of passionate people and ignorant people. The passionate always has this philosophy. Wealth is money is honey. For that, he is ready to do all type of hard work. From the morning to evening, he is ready to do all type of hard work. Moodha, Krishna says, these people are moodha. Four types of people don't surrender to Krishna. If that one person is this type of person, moodha. He is just doing so much of hard work. And after that hard work, where is he finding that pleasure? In so-called sexual life. He works hard. And in the night also is working hard actually. Sexual pleasure is also working hard. Giving up your strength, working hard means what? Your strength is lost. So-called sexual life is also the same thing. All your strength is gone. The strength which can be utilized in nourishing our intelligence, but that strength is lost. So much of hard work he does. Which type of person is known as Moodha means he is a fool and he is fooling himself. He is not interested in Krishna Katha. He is not interested in chanting the holy name. Such type of passionate person. An ignorant person, beg, borrow, steal. Either you beg or you borrow somebody's property, you beg from somebody or steal. That means his eye is there on others' wealth. So this person is a completely ignorant person. At least passionate person is working hard. This person doesn't want to work hard. He is only interested in others' property, and that too how? By begging, borrowing or stealing. So this verse is emphasizing on a person who is very, very ignorant. When the passion extends or increases, that person is degraded to this tamo guna or the mode of ignorance. Passionate person works hard. Ignorant person, he is not working hard, but he has the desire. He wants to fulfill the desire by stealing others' property or just enjoying the sex life and plundering others' riches, considering others' property to be his property, considering others' wife to be his wife. So that person is more degraded and he is punished. So this verse speaks about a passionate person, an ignorant person. So it is 6:50. Should I stop here? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Should I stop or should I continue? Hare Bol. This is 1 hour's sandwich.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Dhanut Pranam. Thank you so much Mataji for the wonderful class and very nicely you connected Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, and today's verse is like so nectarian class Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you for providing the opportunity. Hare Krishna, thank you for the association of all the devotees. Hare Bol, Hare Krishna.
Deepni Mataji, you want to speak? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much for your beautiful service. This class was wonderful. I'm so grateful to take your association today. And I just had one question. In the West, it's very, particularly in the United States, you know, materialism is glorified in our culture, and people here have expectations of having lots and lots of things.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you could give some guidance on how to preach to people to help them understand that, you know, that materialism is a source of their misery and it's not going to bring happiness. Because I come across that often with people just trying to get them to understand, you know, this is not going to make you happy no matter how much more you acquire.
1 week before, can I start? Okay. 1 week before, I was talking to my daughter-in-law's brother. He is in London. Same thing he asked, same question he asked. Actually, he went to London. He thought he will... he has got a good job there. But then he said, what is lacking here is a peace of mind. People are searching peace. And he had gone to some place. There, he said, but the object in which they're trying to find peace is not really giving them peace. Like somebody wanted to enjoy. They want to enjoy. They want They're searching this peace, but they are thinking this enjoyment is going to give peace. That is a problem. So the so-called enjoyment, for that enjoyment, one of the person, what he was doing is, he was inhaling nitrogen, laughing gas, and trying to show that he is happy, laughing. Because when we say, now, when we are laughing, then we are expressing that we are very happy. But actually we are fooling ourselves. And he was asking, what is the solution for this? People are trying to find peace on the wrong platform. They think that this so-called materialism, this so-called enjoyment is really going to give them peace. So what is the solution for this? The solution is only Harinam. There is no other solution. It's only Harinam. Haridas Thakur, when was asked by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Chaitanya speaks very clearly about it. Haridas Thakur says, the only solution for giving peace to everyone, for giving real happiness to everyone, is Harinam. Harinam Sankirtan. But this Harinam is not taken by the fools. Yajjahi Sankirtana Prayar Yajantihi Sumedasa. Only very intelligent people will take up to this Harinam process. But that doesn't mean that we cannot try out. We have to try out. Who knows? Among so many stupid and fools, there will be one intelligent person who will take up this Krishna consciousness. So Krishna consciousness is not just restricted to only few. We have to expand it, give it to as many as possible. The best way to give Krishna consciousness is feed people the sumptuous prasada. Srila Prabhupada made devotees by giving rasagullas, and which they used to call as Indian bullets. We know, we all know this. So our Sankirtan movement starts with preaching through prasada. So prasadam, everybody will take. Oh, wonderful food. Everybody likes it. But some people don't accept it. They throw it. But even if he has rejected it, he has come somehow in touch with Krishna's mercy. Prasadam is nothing but Krishna's mercy. Prasade sarva dukkhanam hani rasyo pajayate. Prasadam is Krishna's mercy. Knowingly, unknowingly, he has come in contact with Krishna prasadam. Knowingly, unknowingly, even if you say haram, Chaitanya Chaitanya speaks about it. Haram here is a bad word. But hey Ram, Lord takes it as hey Ram. So power, name, the power of name is the only solution. There is no other solution. Hariyar Nam, Hariyar Nam, Hariyar Nam. Kevalam kalau nasteva, 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 gati anyata.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Any other question?
Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Any other question?
Thank you so much, Mataji. Sorry, I was unable to unmute, so I could not respond you correctly. So, yeah, it was like such a wonderful class, Mataji, explaining so nicely about the ignorance and the passion persons and how the Gruhastha and Sannyasi should live. That was very nice, Mataji. And Krupana word also, you have explained it very nicely. Thank you so much, Mataji. So, do you have some more time for the questions, Mataji?
Yeah.
So, I request devotees, if anybody have any questions, you can please go ahead.
Mataji, there is one question in the chat box.
Okay. What is the difference between Karma Yoga, Buddhi Yoga, Bhakti Yoga? Are they same, Mataji?
I do not hear. What is the difference between
Kamya Yoga, Buddhi Yoga, Bhakti Yoga? Are they same?
Karma Yoga.
So there are three yogas. Karma Yoga, Buddhi Yoga, Bhakti Yoga. What are the three yogas? Can anybody say what are the three yogas? What Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita? Sankhya. Which is sometimes we are really misunderstood this word karma and buddhi. There are three yogas: Sankhya, Karma, and Sankhya, Karma, and Bhakti Yoga. So what is Sankhya Yoga? We have to understand it very nicely, because karma, buddhi, so many things come. Sankhya, jnana, like this, so many things come. What is Sankhya? Sankhya means counting in hands. Counting. Am I body? Am I hand? Am I body? Am I soul? So trying to understand the difference between the body, soul, and the controller of body and soul. That is known as Sankhya. That is also known as knowledge, Jnana Yoga. Sankhya or Jnana, still not connected to Krishna, cannot be called as Yoga. That is why just Sankhya means I am not the body, I am soul. That is Sankhya. But Sankhya Yoga, when you say, this knowledge is connected to Krishna, trying to understand the controller of the body and the soul, or the matter and the soul, then that word is known as Sankhya Yoga or Jnana Yoga. These both terms are same. And then comes, after this knowledge, what to do? Application of this knowledge is known as Buddhi Yoga, because to apply you need intelligence. And this is known as Buddhi Yoga. When you apply naturally, there is an activity involved. That is why it is known as Karma Yoga. So Buddhi Yoga and Karma Yoga, they are one and the same. So if you say just Karma or just Buddhi, if you don't attach this word Yoga, then it is not connected to Krishna. So when this intelligence, with this knowledge, when a person applies the intelligence, that is known as Buddhi Yoga, and activities are involved, that is why it is Karma Yoga. Because you have got a body, naturally you are going to serve Krishna with the things what you have got. So that is known as Karma Yoga. And when this Karma Yoga or Buddhi Yoga is intensified, or it expands more and more, then it is Bhakti Yoga. For Bhakti Yoga means you are giving up everything and anything for Krishna's service. The same Karma Yoga, when matures, then it becomes Bhakti Yoga. So in Bhagavad Gita, we see the first six chapters are actually Karma Yoga. 7th to 12th chapter is Bhakti Yoga. 13th to 18th chapter is Jnana Yoga or Sankhya Yoga. All the three yogas are very nicely covered in Bhagavad Gita by Krishna. And in second chapter, we see everything is there. Everything is there in one place itself. But then it was very difficult for Arjuna to take it up. That is why again the question is asked. Again, Krishna explains all these three of us. I hope it is okay. Okay, Suresh Shyamdas Prabhu. You have some question?
Yeah, Mataji, you explained the yogas now. But nowadays, you know, Hatha Yoga. So how do you, especially in America, yoga means they know that one only, nothing else. Yeah. So how to explain that?
misunderstanding the Dhyana Yoga, misunderstanding the purpose of Dhyana Yoga. We have 8 processes. Samadhi is the last. Samadhi is the last. Yam, Niyam, Asana, Pranayama, Dharana, Dhyana, Samadhi. On the name of Hatha Yoga, people are just involving themselves into some exercises, some breathing techniques. But the purpose of the Hatha Yoga is what? But the purpose of Dhyana Yoga is what? That is to attain Samadhi. What is the real meaning of Samadhi? Samyag Adhyate Asmin Atma Tattva Thatma. I am understanding my relationship to Krishna. The person is not interested. Then what you should do? You should ask them to tell the 8 processes in this Hatha Yoga. But they're teaching Hatha Yoga, na? You should ask that yoga teacher. Once I had a class for all the yoga teachers. I asked them, what is the purpose? First tell what are the processes in yoga system. Then they told the processes very properly. But then I said, what is Samadhi then? Burying yourself or remaining in a secluded place? What is the real meaning of Samadhi? So everybody was blank. So Nirukta Dictionary speaks about what is Samadhi. So Prabhupada has given us the torch. Use the torch of knowledge and give it to others. Whoever takes it, wonderful, doesn't take it, okay. Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. Sureshwar Shyam Prabhuji, you can go ahead.
Yeah. Hare Krishna Mataji. Dhanavad Pranam Mataji. Yeah. Yeah. Very, very nice, sharp class, Mataji. Very. So, Mataji, you were mentioning during your class about the Brahmanas and different category, Dvija, Vipra, Brahmana, Vaishnava. Can you repeat that, Mataji? And what's the difference between each of them?
When a person is born in a Brahmin family, Brahmana, he calls himself a Brahmana. He can call himself a Brahmana only when there is an Upanayanam ceremony. Upanayanam means opening the eyes. Upanayanam. At that time, he is known as Dvija. Dvi means twice. Ja means born. He is now twice born. So twice born means now he has got the opportunity to enter the spiritual world. That is how he has been given the Gayatri. He gets the Gayatri mantra. After getting the Gayatri mantra, he is supposed to go to a Gurukul, study the scriptures over there. And nowadays, it has only become a fashion. Nobody goes to Gurukul. He gets a Kashi Danda, Kashi Yatra. People take him to the entrance of the hall and then bring him back. So this is not Kashi Yatra. He is now to lead a Brahmachari ashram. Brahmacharyataha means a very simple ashram where he has to study the scriptures, simple reading, high thinking. But he doesn't do that. And if he does it, okay, very wonderful, he is Vipra. Vishesha Rupena Pragya. Now he is intelligent. He has studied the scriptures.
Okay.
But the problem is, he studied the scriptures. He has got wonderful titles also, Chaturvedi, Trivedi, Dvivedi, all wonderful titles. But he is not understanding the essence of the scriptures. There are so many Veda parties. One Srila Prabhupada called many of the Veda parties and asked them a very simple question. Who is God? And he said, but just one word, one word. He said, what one word? Shastra speaks, elaborate, and you're asking one word. And a small little girl came and answered, Krishna. Vedesha sarve rahami vivedyo vedanta krit vedidevachaham. So through the Vedas, Krishna has to be understood, that Vaishnava understands. So when that realization is there, then that Vipra further gets the title of Vaishnava. If that realization is not there, he is only till Vipra. On the other hand, Shvapacho to Garyan, he is born in a dog-eater's family. But Harinam is always there in his mouth. Yet Jibhagre Namatubhyam is always chanting. Then that person has already reached the stage of Vaishnava. He has crossed all other stages and he is a Vaishnava. He is a topmost in all the Brahmanas. In the Brahmana, these categories are there. So he is a topmost in this category.
Okay, okay. Thank you, Mataji. One follow-up question. So Dvija got it. Vipra then Brahmana comes, right, Mataji? Then Vaishnava?
No, this is all category of a Brahmana only. In Brahmana, this is all. Brahmani iti janati Brahmana.
Okay.
Stages.
Okay.
Vija, Vipra, Vaishnava. These are all the stages in Brahmana. What is the meaning of Brahmana? Brahmani iti janati Brahmana. But some consider birth is a Brahmana. No. Brahmani iti janati Brahmana.
Okay, okay. So that's why Vaishnava also is considered a Brahmana. Because of his conclusive understanding.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, conclusive okay. Understanding.
Okay, okay. Yeah, that's why sometimes get confused between, you know, the
so sometimes Vaishnava is a Brahmin by birth. Doesn't mm-hmm. matter. Mm-hmm. He's a Brahmin by birth. Or he may not be Brahmin by birth, but he is a pure Brahmana.
Okay.
Why is a pure okay. Brahmana? Because he knows the conclusion of the scriptures.
Okay, okay. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much, Mataji. Dhanavad pranam. All glories to your classes and your realizations.
Anjana Gopika Devi Mataji.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanatranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Mataji, you were saying in the class, in the strength of the holy name, we should not commit the more sinful activities. But what happened? We unknowingly, you know, or by force, we do so much of sinful activities. We want to willingly do this kind of sinful activities. And in that case, how we can, progress that things? And is it offenses, even though we do unknowingly, that is the, it consider the offenses? That is my first question. And then second question, Mataji, you say this human form, Krishna has given everything, whatever he has given to us, we should utilize for Krishna's service. And the process of the surrendering, anukulya means that is the whatever favorable we should use for Krishna's service, and unfavorable we have to reject. And that case, it's very difficult for me, Mataji, to accept and reject all the things, you know. I completely bewilder sometimes, just do whatever I try to do. But can you explain, Mataji, these two questions, Mataji? Thank you so much, Mataji, for so beautiful class, was so beautiful.
So the first question is, so unknowingly, sometimes we commit very, very sinful activities. Yeah, unknowingly, many things happen. Like when we are brooming itself, there is a sin involved. When we sit also, there is a sin involved. When we light the fire also, there is a sin involved. Unknowingly, we are doing many sinful activities. But if a person does it knowingly, then that is an offense. That comes in the category of aparadha. Unknowingly, many things happen, and that doesn't come in the category of aparadha. He's not intentionally, it's not doing that. Like when you're breathing, you're killing so many jivas. So unknowingly many things happen. But what to do? Harinam is the only solution for everything. But knowingly if a person does, then it is aparadha. No radha. Aparadha means one does not get the mercy of Srimati Radharani. It is only Srimati Radharani who gives us the love of Krishna, the service of Krishna. So that person will be perfect of the service of Lord. Unknowingly, if he is doing what? Then his spiritual master is there to guide him. Sometimes we don't know this is a sin. Then the spiritual master teaches us. That is why shelter of spiritual master is very much required. And your second question, can you please repeat that? Second question.
Second question, Mataji. You said, and also in the related that answer, I just want to make sure, Mataji. You know, so many things we have a previous habit. We try to change, but it.
Previous life impressions. Yes, previous life impressions are also is the most important cause. Actually, previous life impressions are the most important cause for a person's behavior. Or his habits and all. That is why taking shelter, this is the only solution, there is no other solution. Shelter of the spiritual master is the only solution. And taking up Krishna consciousness seriously. Not just, okay, for a show off again. No. Krishna consciousness has to be taken very seriously by Janu Pitan. And that's the solution.
Is it called just like previous life impression? We maybe forcefully do the something, but it is not intention wise. Is yes. it called offenses, Mataji?
It doesn't come in the category of offenses if it is done unintentionally. It happened. Unintentionally, you did it. In karma, it was there. But then realizing that I have done a mistake, that is more important. If a person is sick, okay. Why he was sick? Because he ate some outside food. That is why he was sick. Realizing this is more important. Okay, sickness is not more serious than realizing why the person is sick. Why I got sick? Because I ate something outside. I did something nonsense. That is why I am in this condition. So mistake is not a problem. But understanding that I have done a mistake, that is more important.
Yes. Thank you so much. And
so this question. Realization is given by our spiritual master. He only shows us now that you have done this mistake. And then not just understanding the mistake, trying to find a solution for that mistake.
Yes. Thank you so much, Mati. That makes a lot of sense. And another question, Matiji. Yes, you were saying this human form, even itself, this body itself is, has Krishna has given us, we should use for Krishna service. What happened, and in the surrendering process, I was saying to accept what is favorable and reject what is unfavorable.
So now what is favorable, what is unfavorable? How am I going to choose this? How am I going to understand what is favorable, what is unfavorable? Anupulyasa sankalpa, pratikulyasa varjanam. How am I going to understand these two things? Again, this knowledge is only by the association. On my own strength, I don't know what is anukula and what is pratikula. Okay, some knowledge may be there, some here and there knowledge may be there. But what is really anukul for the service of Lord? Like a small example, one should not go out after the sunset. This is a general rule. But then if he has to go out for preaching purposes, then that doesn't come in pratikul, it comes in anukula. Like one should not cross the ocean. It has been given for a sannyasis. But Srila Prabhupada crossed. So there are many rules and regulations given in the scriptures. Bhagavad Gita speaks about this. But if these rules and regulations which come as an impediment in the path of a devotional service, then one should give it up. So what is anukul, what is pratikul? Again, that is guided by our spiritual master only. And the shastras, the scriptures give us this knowledge. Okay.
Yes. Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji, for your association in our call, Mataji. Please again give us your association. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Mataji, I had one question. Can I ask, Mataji?
Yeah.
Mataji, like you are saying, the Brahmana family who was born, who was having the Upanayam, is like second birth, right? And in this Vaishnava, if we take like initiation, that is also second birth. So are they both same, Mataji?
Yes. In fact, when a Vaishnava gets the Brahmin initiation, it is more wonderful. Because already he is chanting the holy name. He's already purified by chanting the holy name. Now he gets more mercy by his spiritual master, by allowing him to serve the deities by giving the Gayatri, So the Gayatri mantra enhances his spiritual knowledge. So his consciousness is more purified. So the Brahmin initiation, which has been introduced by Srila Prabhupada, even to a woman, many people objected to that. They said, how a woman can get a Brahmin initiation? Srila Prabhupada says that for the service of Lord, Gayatri can be given even to a woman. So if it is enhancing our devotional service, it's wonderful. If it makes a person understand more and more that he is servant of Lord, then it's wonderful. Like yesterday's class, I was speaking about Shripad Ramanujacharya getting the Dvai Mantra, then gets Ashtakshara Mantra. So what is this all mantras? When a person understands, I am not the body, I am soul, I am servant of Krishna. So by Harinam Sankirtan, by Harinam initiation, this servitorship is introduced. Oh, you are Narayani Lakshmi Devi Dasi, you are Dasi, you are Dasi. This Dasatva still is more enhanced by giving Brahmin initiation. So one cannot compare both on the same platform until and unless the knowledge given in the Upanayanam, the knowledge is given. Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhinabhiyo Yano Prachodaya. Wonderful. The priest gives this knowledge. But he has to explain also what is the meaning of Gayatri. If he is not explaining, then it only becomes a ritual. If he understands every ritualistic ceremony is spiritual, then it can be called on the same level. Because when a person is taking Brahma Gayatri, he is taking Gayatri Mantra, he should understand what is the meaning of Om. Om iti akshara Brahma. He should understand that. He should understand the meaning of Gayatri. He has to be explained that. Not that three times he is only chanting, but he is not understanding the meaning of Gayatri. What is the use then? So everything, again, is dependent on our consciousness. Even after Brahman initiation in the temples, in the ISKCON temples, if a person is not understanding the value of Brahman initiation, then again he is only a so-called Brahman. Simple. He is not understanding the value of a Brahman and he is having the pride and hurts others by his speech. Then how can he be a Brahmana? So who is a Brahmana? A Brahmana is the one who has all the wonderful qualities. So Krishna gives elaborate explanation of the qualities of Brahmana. So this all should be there, this all should manifest.
Okay, thank you, Mataji. So if no other devotees have any other question, Mataji, with your permission, can we end the call here, Mataji?
Yes.
Let's pay our obeisances to Mataji. Vansha Kalpatarubhyasya Krupa Sindhu Pyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namaha Granta Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Har Krishna Narayani Lakshmi Mataji Ki Jai
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna Narayani Lakshmi Mataji
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna Lakshmi Mataji.
Yeah,
Narayana Lakshmi Mataji.